If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
The Kinda Funny Patreon Pledge Drive month rolls on, and if you missed it, we put up two episodes from the 300 exclusives on patreon.com/kindafunny over the weekend on YouTube. Check them out, and if you like it, toss us $10 on patreon.com/kindafunny to get the other 298 plus pieces of content.
Yo, what's up? Welcome to Kinda Funny Games Daily for Thursday, August 10th, 2023. I'm one of your hosts, Blessing Adioye Jr. Joining me is LaCroix Poppy himself, a.k.a. Tim Ma-Buggin Geddes.
August 10th. I'm getting a little mixed up right now when it comes to video game release dates. Mm-hmm. When is Armored Core 6?
Like 2.5 weeks from now?
It's an August game,
yeah,
right?
It's late August.
Okay, cool. It's late August. Man, we are getting close to some stuff.
Is it the 25th? So like 2 weeks away.
You know what's wild is it's like this was supposed to be the calm. This was supposed to be the respite after everything big, and then Baldur's Gate comes out and
it fucked everything up.
It's wild.
Up. I stayed up like way too late playing it last night. It's so good.
I was gonna say, Bear, how are you liking it? I didn't know you were playing Baldur's Gate 3.
Yeah, I started it on Steam Deck. It was after the boys had played it on stream. I want to say like last Thursday or maybe last Friday, and I was like, all right, I want to take the plunge because this looks really fun, and bought it, played it on Steam Deck for a night, made the character, played a little bit of the intro, was having a fun time. It was the game that drained my Steam Deck battery the quickest I've ever seen in like the last like almost 2 years at 1,000%. This point, which was like insane. So yesterday, I got home and I was like, you know what? I'm going to download it on the PC, get my drivers all updated. And
yeah.
Shit like that.
Let's go for a drive.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I played like a good 4 or 5 hours last night, just having a blast.
Let's
getting
go.
Lost, looking for some druid in a goblin camp that I can't fucking find because the goblin camp is so big. And I'm just like, I just want
to
find this druid.
People. I found the druid because I talked to somebody outside and they kind of gave
see,
a
like,
hint
I talked to a prisoner who was just like a dude.
Yeah, that guy, yeah.
I talked to him and he's just like, he turned into a bear. Like, I don't know. So I got to look for him. So that's where I left my journey off last night with the white-haired elf dude who's like on
Legolas.
All the yeah Legolas
Legolas
and then Shadowheart the
I hear Shadowheart's a baddie.
I mean, I also
but
hear
she's also a
racist
and it's
whoa.
Like yeah
I didn't
but
see
that happens in RPG.
This game's fucking Gary was talking to me about it last night. He was like, yeah, there was this vampire and he started sucking my blood, but really he was fucking me. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah, so that's
that vampire
the white-haired elf dude that yeah and so like
yeah I don't trust him.
I don't,
also,
trust, I don't trust I either of my crew right now, and I'm just, like, waiting for someone else to meet. Like, I kind of met Will, and Will seems cool, but I haven't.
Will sounds like a great guy.
Dude, his entrance is sick as hell.
Is that W-Y-L-L?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I know Will.
Yeah,
I know
so,
Will.
Like,
his you got entrance, Shadowheart and Will.
His, a bunch of goblins are attacking a camp, Tim, and then he just comes out of nowhere and just fucking stabs a goblin right in the heart. You're like, fuck yeah, I fuck with this dude heavy.
Well, there's a
but
will,
I haven't,
there's
like,
way.
Talked to him specifically, so I need to. Once I go back to the camp and find this druid that I gotta fucking save, I'll go hang out with him, make him part of my party.
That vampire dude, I don't trust him, but I keep him in my party.
No.
Like, there's something about him. He has an edge to him that I like.
And here's the other thing is, like I went basic bitch. Like, I'm an elf rogue whatever. And so, like, he's also the same exact thing. So it's like, I don't trust him.
Oh, yeah.
And he doesn't add anything different to, like, the combat stuff that maybe I need to shake up a little bit. So he might need to stay at camp.
It's wild how little I've done in that game, because I think when we did impressions, I was at the same goblin camp that you're talking about, Bear. Bear, I'm still at that goblin camp.
What?
I put in twice the amount of time, and like I'm still at that camp. Basically, I got to the part where it's like, all right, now do all the stuff in the camp, and I'm like, ooh, I do not feel equipped for this. I'm gonna go away and just do a bunch of side stuff. So I've just been exploring, and I've been meeting more people. And I met my girl Karlak. Oh, Karlak is she's
I need to meet Karlak. I met
Karlak
when the boys
game.
I met Karlach when the boys were streaming last week, and then they immediately killed her.
I know, I heard that.
Because they, not entirely their fault, they had did something previously before meeting her that, like, preemptively pissed her off, and so they couldn't even start a relationship with her, and so then, of course, that deteriorated very quickly into Mike and Roger being like, all right, let's kill her.
Yeah, I've just been having a fun time just bullshitting around in the game, is walking around and, like, going to a place, and then a spell happening, and it turns out it's not that real place. Like, I'm in a fucking swamp all of a sudden. It's a really cool game. It's a really neat game. And also, I've been spending a lot of what would be playtime just tinkering around with my PC. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, once again, I, like, disconnected my PC and tried to figure out how to install an SSD slot in there so I can actually fit Baldur's Gate 3 onto this thing, because I just don't have enough space and I can't make enough space for it.
You called Kevin at some point.
Yeah, I did call. I was sending Kevin a bunch of pictures of the inside of my PC. I called him at one point, was like, hey, what do I need to do? He said that he has the right connector in the studio that he's going to give me to take home and then connect the SSD. And once that happens, oh, it's on.
Oh, it's on.
Baby. I'm playing that thing at my desktop at
Watch out, Will.
Max settings on my
Karlach.
New RTX 3080.
Proud of you.
It's a great time to be alive.
It really is.
You know also why it's a great time to be alive? Because video game news is happening.
It is.
Today's stories include Sony delaying games, PlayStation TV news, and more, because this is Kind of Funny Games Daily. Each and every weekday at 10 a.m. live right here on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames and twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. We run you through the nerdy news you need to know about. If you're watching live, you can correct us when we get stuff wrong by going to kindoffunny.com/you'rewrong. If you don't want to watch live, you can watch later on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames, or you can listen later on podcast services around the globe by searching for Kinda Funny Games Daily. Remember, you can use Epic Creator Code Kinda Funny on all Epic Store and Epic in-game purchases like Rocket League and Fortnite to help support the channel. To be a part of the show, head to kindoffunny.com/KFGD to write in with your questions, squad ups, and more. And remember, patreon.com/kindoffunny will get you the show ad-free, plus a bevy of bonus content. Housekeeping for you, a new Kinda Funny XCast is up right now, and it asks the question, is Xbox missing out on Game of the Year? It's a conversation about Baldur's Gate 3 featuring the one and only Destin Legere. You can catch that on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames.
Can I get something straight there?
What up?
Baldur's Gate not coming to Xbox, or just not coming to Xbox yet?
Not coming to Xbox yet. The whole thing was that they couldn't get the game running correctly on Xbox Series S.
And yeah, so it doesn't it was have specifically like a split screen multiplayer issue that the Series S
doesn't have the capability.
So like Xbox is sending like their own people to like try to help out and like all this stuff. They break it down greatly on this episode of XCast, awesome. Featuring my former boss Destin Legere, who did not recognize my voice after like 5 minutes, and then eventually went, "Wait, is that Barrett?"
That's very, very, very funny. So wait, so it came out on PC and then it's coming to PlayStation next, September. And then at some point, yeah, once they figure things out on Xbox,
probably, okay, cool. Maybe 2024
gotcha.
Is what they're talking about. But we'll see. Episode 3 of Kinda Anime is up right now, and it's a chunky episode that celebrates the anime that we grew up with alongside a ton of special guests. That's up over on youtube.com/kindoffunny. Of course, it features Barrett hosting with Snowbike Mike alongside, again, a lot of guests, including my roommate Michael Hyam, including me.
Wow.
And more people.
Yeah, it's a 3-hour episode. We haven't been around for a few months, but yeah, of course, I had a lot of people in the back of my head of who I wanted to guest on Kinda Anime, but granted, we only have 4 episodes to work with, so I concluded to do like a big guest episode, and in my head, Tim, you know, I was like, oh, 15 minutes per guest, we'll be in and out of here, less than a 2-hour episode, but then everybody who came on, we had great conversations with, so naturally it went pretty long. So we've been gone for like 3 or 4 months, but hey, we're back with a 3-hour episode. If you need all of that anime talk, and we'll be back with one more episode later this year. So be excited.
This is on youtube.com/kindoffunny and the Screencast podcast feed. So you can check it out in both those places.
You know what else is back? KFAF,
oh, yeah.
Special holiday event, and we need you for the annual KFAF Photoshop Challenge. The challenge theme is movies and TV from the last 3 years. So post your submissions on X with the hashtag KFAF holiday. I don't like calling it X.
Then
it doesn't
don't
feel right.
Don't do it.
I'm just gonna say Twitter.
Yeah.
Post your submissions on Twitter with the hashtag KFAF holiday. Save the date for Friday, August 11th at 11:30 a.m. Right.
That's
here.
That's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow.
It's YouTube.com. About to be insane. Like, everybody, please be here and watch live tomorrow. Everyone's putting so much work into this, and it is, every time I see or hear something about it, I shake my head harder and harder. My neck hurts, bless.
And as a reminder, because I know all of y'all have been, you know, you're a little rusty with the whole Photoshop challenge. Just tweet it out with the hashtag KFAF holiday. Don't tag Andy or Nick in it, because they're trying to avoid these images until the show proper, like we used to do it back in the day, because we love getting their live reactions to, you know, pretty much just everybody making fun of how old Nick is.
Also tag me because I like seeing them. Somebody did a Nick or Andy don't watch this show, and so I'm probably fine to say it. I got tagged in the bear
Jesse G. Yeah,
shout out to Jesse G doing like a fun recreation of all of us. Really, really cool images that people are making out or making so for this thing. And so go check it out. KFAF happening tomorrow right here. And do I have this right? YouTube.com/kindoffunnygames.
Yes, because it's the gameplay stream technically, so yeah.
Gotcha.
I'm pretty sure that's what they put, so we'll have a conversation about that later.
And then also twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames for the event of a lifetime. Thank you to our Patreon producers, Jedi Master Deadpool, Delaney Twining, and Logan Delaney, the Delaney Bros. Today we're brought to you by Shady Rays and Liquid IV, but we'll tell you about that later. For now, let's begin with what is and whatever will be the Roper Report. It's time for some news. We have 7 stories today.
A baker's dozen.
Starting with our number one, Sony has delayed several first-party PlayStation games out of the fiscal year. This is Michael Larry at PlayStation Lifestyle. Sony has a few big games planned for 2023, like Marvel Spider-Man 2 and Helldivers 2, but according to a recent financial report, it sounds like there were a few more that were planned for 2023 or early 2024, but have been delayed. As spotted by Kotaku's Ethan Gatch, Sony's latest financial report has a section dedicated to the forecast for the rest of the fiscal year, which ends on March 31st, 2024. While decreased spending and increased sales of DLC and third-party games were listed as positives, the final bullet point lists, quote, impact of changes in the launch dates of a portion of first-party titles as a negative. The report doesn't get into specifics, meaning it could be any number of unannounced titles. It also specifies that there's more than one with its use of launch dates and titles. There are a few possible culprits, too, like the rumored The Last of Us Part 2 PS5 upgrade, Horizon Zero Dawn remake, or Fire Sprite's Twisted Metal, which, given the success of The Last of Us, Sony might have wanted to position somewhat around the Peacock show. It's possible that Stellar Blade might be included in this group. Sony Interactive Entertainment is publishing the title, but it is being developed by Shift Up, a third-party studio. Stellar Blade was announced for 2023, but hasn't gotten a new trailer since September 2022. Tim, what do you think could have gotten delayed out of this fiscal year?
I mean, the things they're talking about there, I think, make a lot of sense, especially because like the Twisted Metal game not being announced yet feels off, given that the show now is out, right? And it's been rumored for so long that someone's working on this game. Not even just someone, Fire Sprite specifically. Like, yeah. There's where there's smoke, there's fire type stuff, right? Like, this feels like inevitably this game is going to happen. So I feel like that must be one of them that they're talking about. Besides that, though, I feel like it is just going back to all the conversations we've been having of the PlayStation Showcase we got a couple months ago was not the one we expected by a long shot. We have been asking the questions of what are all the first-party Sony developers working on? And the answers we got to that weren't necessarily the answers to the question we were actually asking. It's not, they answered it. They did answer the overall question, but they didn't answer the like bullet point questions that were like, all right, well, we're most interested in these guys. I feel like all of this kind of tells the story when I think we're going to get to the story later of like the sales of the PS5 and are they hitting their forecast and all of that. Mm-hmm. This is just the fallout of the work from home era, learning to work remote. We're now seeing the snowball effect of with the pandemic production, launching a new console production, going into just the getting everything ironed out, rolled out in the correct way. So I feel like there's going to be a point of time where things are a little bit lesser than they have been. And I feel like we might already be in that, which feels weird with the amount of games coming out right now.
Yeah.
But will there be this amount of games next year? I don't know. Will there be in 2025? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that for me goes back to a conversation that we had on PS Love You a few weeks ago where I talked about PlayStation's year, and is PlayStation Studios having a down year, right? And also, does that matter? Because when you look at games this year are incredible. When you look at games on PlayStation this year, games on PlayStation are incredible, right? We got Final Fantasy 16 as an exclusive, right? Mm-hmm. You're getting Spider-Man 2. We're getting Baldur's Gate 3. The list goes on. But
Armored Core, Mortal Kombat, third-party games that are going to, like, most likely sell best on PlayStation.
Yeah, and the argument that I was giving on that PS Love You is that when you look at PlayStation Studios and what we've gotten over the last, let's say, 5 years, where in 2020 you get Last of Us Part 2 and Ghost of Tsushima and Spider-Man Miles Morales, right? In 2021 you get Returnal, you get Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart, right? There's this, last year we got Horizon Forbidden West and God of War Ragnarok. There's this cadence of at least two bangers, if not three to four bangers, of PlayStation Studios first party titles that are dominating what the game of the year conversation even is. This year, we are getting Spider-Man 2, right? Which I think is one of those, right? That is a, going to be such a high seller, probably PlayStation's highest seller so far when you're talking about first party. But then outside of that, we got Horizon DLC, we got PSVR stuff, right? We got Horizon Call of the Mountain, but it feels like comparative to the previous years, PlayStation Studios itself feels like it's in a bit of a slow mode. Now, that could be on purpose because they know they had Final Fantasy 16. They know we got all this third-party stuff. Let's get out the way and let that stuff shine. But that also could just be part of, hey, it's just a slow period, right? Video games take a while to make. You can't always be firing on all cylinders at all times when you got these developers that are in their duffy right now trying to make stuff that's going to hit 9 out of 10, 10 out of 10 quality. And maybe that could feed into to next year. To the question of what has shifted from this fiscal year to next fiscal year, yeah, I think Stellar Blade is probably in there. That's a question that I've been asking all year because that game was slated for 2023. We've heard nothing about that game since last year. It does not feel like that game is coming out by the end of this year. I would even be surprised to see it come out in the first 3 months of next year, right? And so if that game ends up a later 2024 title, I think that makes sense. The other rumored stuff here I think is really interesting. I'm surprised we haven't already gotten a Last of Us Part 2 port.
Yeah.
Or like, yeah, like a director's cut or even like a bundle of Part 1 plus Part 2. That feels like such a, hey, we're far enough into the PS5 lifecycle now. It's been quite a few years since Last of Us Part 2. Let's put this thing out. I could see that being a 2024 thing. I could see that being maybe slated for early next year and then moving out of it. To the point of what the story is.
Yeah, no, I think that makes a lot of sense. Last of Us is, whether you like it or not, the type of IP that will be re-released a bazillion times and will sell extremely well each and every time it does that and probably hit a new audience every time it does because it has that type of reach, especially now with the show and all of that. So I see that happening, but I also just look at PlayStation of, is this a slow year? Slow is weird. I think that relative to everything else, yes, it is. But I also, to your point, feel like it is by design, and when you look at what PlayStation has released and the way that they've used their announcement slates, whether it's a State of Play or a PlayStation Showcase, compared to the releases of their games, like their partnership with Square, getting the exclusivity on Final Fantasy 16 and Final Fantasy 7 Rebirth coming very soon, you'd imagine, right? I feel like that gives them the juice that is equal to a PlayStation Studios title, so that when we sit and think about, like, oh, has PlayStation Studios been delivering? The answer is yes. We don't even for a second hesitate, right? Even though they haven't been delivering as much in the last 12 months, whatever.
Yeah.
But that sounds ridiculous to say.
The last big delivery from PlayStation Studios would have been God of War Ragnarok, I would say.
Yeah.
Right? And, like, that's a really big
delivery. I mean, yeah.
And, like, I think they had the leeway to go, all right, we put out a Game of the Year contender last year. We put out Kind of Funniest Game of the Year last year. And now, hey, let's focus on VR too and like getting that out the door.
You're right. There was VR this year, which, you know, that
we don't look at it as like a big thing, but for PlayStation, that's a lot of manpower. That's a lot of work and attention
marketing,
that goes into
everything.
Marketing.
And
that
hey,
goes
into launching. Did it work? That. No, it didn't. Like, we can see that. It's like but that's the thing is, like, it's not like they weren't doing anything. That's what they were doing.
Yeah.
And to a lot of us, we might not have liked that. Having said that, it doesn't matter because God of War Ragnarok's not even a year old.
Yeah.
Like, not even 1 year.
And Final Fantasy 16 did just come out in June.
Yes. Right?
And so there's a level of exclusive, there's a level of attention being given to PlayStation on the exclusive side that makes it feel like, yeah, we're still going, like,
and
things
then,
are still consistent on PlayStation.
On top of that, not only was I bringing up, we have the third parties that are going to sell better on PlayStation, I imagine, with Mortal Kombat, Armored Core, and et cetera, for the rest of this year, Call of Duty and all those, right? We can even look at what's happened thus far this year when it comes to third party games, Street Fighter, Diablo, Resident Evil 4, Dead Space.
Yeah.
Did any of those games sell better on Xbox than PlayStation?
It's a good question.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
Right?
I feel that.
So I just feel like, you know, PlayStation, they got the stuff when it comes to the numbers and all that. Then we turn our eyes to 2024. I mean, we got Spider-Man, which we can't undersell, right? But I think we all get that. We know what that's going to do. It's going to be absolutely gargantuan.
Yeah, and like, honestly, if you remove anything else coming to PlayStation and just roll with Spider-Man 2 is carrying the PlayStation, and also we should shout out Helldivers 2, which is a PlayStation Studios published thing. But like, you look at Spider-Man 2, that's going to carry that weight of like even putting out maybe a couple of PlayStation first party titles. Mm-hmm. Spider-Man 2 will sell a lot. It's going to sell more than God of War. It's going to sell more than Horizon. Spider-Man 2 can be the flag planted in 2024 for PlayStation, and financially in terms of numbers, they'll be fine with it. Like is going to move it for them.
And then they need to look at the future because like you said, game development is bigger and longer and more expensive than ever. Mm-hmm. So when you're PlayStation, who are putting out the games that take the most resources to be able to put out, to have the highest expectations of them, you got to get them right.
Yeah.
So this isn't surprising. It's sad. Like, obviously, I'd like to know what we're getting next year or and beyond. But we will also be getting a lot of these multiplayer games when they actually hit. I don't know. We just did our games cast predicting everything we know about 2024 so far. And will any of the games from 2023 get delayed? And one of the ones we brought up was Helldivers 2, right? Like, that feels like, out of the announced games for this year, one of the most likely to actually get that bump out of this year to next. That being a PlayStation exclusive, is it going to move the needle and all that stuff? Not in the way of a Spider-Man, but just continuing the narrative and pushing the story forward of like, if it reviews well and if it is as good as we hope that it is, just being like a fun little early 2024 game, I feel positions them, that game and Sony really well to just build some momentum towards whatever their next big game in 2024 is. Mm-hmm. We're going kind of long on this, but I want to ask them a question. Uh-huh. What is the big game?
I think it's Wolverine. Yeah. I think there's a good chance it's Wolverine because I go back to what I said on Gamescast of it's got to be something, right? I don't think we're going to go into 2024 and the biggest PlayStation game of the year being Concord or being Helldivers 2. I think if that's the case, then we're looking at, all right, what do we got to recontextualize here for what PlayStation needs to be? Because I don't think that's big enough for PlayStation. I think if you have Wolverine as your highlight and then you have every other gap filled in by Helldivers 2 and Concord and Stellar Blade and Final Fantasy 7 Rebirth, that is a year. That right there is a year for PlayStation, and that makes a lot of sense to then go, all right, in the year after that, maybe we are talking about Death Stranding 2. Maybe we are talking about the next Ghost of Tsushima. Maybe we are talking about Twisted Metal and other games.
Now, Death Stranding 2, I don't think we talked much about it. It came up a little bit on Gamescast, but I feel like there's a chance it's 2024.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, no, that makes sense.
Unless someone has info that I don't have here. But
no, I mean, Death Stranding came out in 2019. Death Stranding 2 announced technically in 2023, right? Or 2022, it was the Game Awards. Yeah, no, I think there's a good shot there. The only thing is the unpredictability of Kojima and how many things that studio seems to be working on. Because they're working on Death Stranding 2. They're also working on that thing with Xbox.
What's that called again? Project...
Oh, I couldn't even tell you.
Mushy.
It's like Project Mushy.
Project Mushy.
It's the cloud thing. It's the thing that's powered by the cloud. Seems interesting.
That's some scary name.
Kojima's got his podcast that he's doing. I'm sure he's working on season 2.
Yeah.
He's hanging out with all the celebrities.
Hanging out with Guillermo del Toro. There's that Death Stranding movie that's happening.
Is there?
That's true.
Yeah, there is. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, there's a Death Stranding movie.
I wonder who they'll cast.
Hey, I wonder who's going to play Norman Reedus in the
Overdose.
Death Stranding movie. Overdose, that's what it was. Yeah, Overdose.
Not Mushy. Damn, so close.
I guess Death Stranding 2 could be a 2024 thing.
For some reason, I feel that in my core that it's going to happen. Because I know that we look at Kojima and we're always like, oh, okay, sure. But like the reality is, things happen. I keep saying this, but I can't believe Death Stranding actually came out and was a real game.
Yeah, I mean, it took, MGS5 came out in 2015. Mm-hmm. The Andrew House sat down with Kojima in December of that year to shake hands. And then that following June at E3, Death Stranding was revealed. And 3 years later, that game came out.
Yeah. And that was the birth of Kojima production.
Yeah.
So you got to imagine a sequel to that game, like, would have less of a runtime or
The same runtime, right? And we're in 2023, right? We're 4 years in. Yeah, I guess that makes a lot of sense for Death Stranding 2 to come out that next year. And so, yeah, put it on your put it on your radar.
Put it on the radar, everybody.
You know what I was thinking? I know we are going long on this. Do you know what I was thinking about last night? Is the fact that I was thinking a lot about Rockstar, right? Because coming off with all this Red Dead Redemption stuff that we've been talking about, and the fact that Red Dead Redemption came out in 2010,
yeah.
2 years after GTA 4.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Different time, man.
They put it out 2 years after GTA 4. And then 3 years later, put out GTA 5. That's wild.
Yeah.
That's a wild cadence.
I mean, remember back to the GTA 3 trilogy days?
That's GOAT behavior.
Wild. And here we are now.
And then 5 years later,
how they can
Red
make
Dead.
So much more money from it. And they're like, no, we ain't doing that anymore.
I mean, there's also the conversation of if GTA 6 comes out next fall.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as PlayStation, are you even putting out more than a couple of PlayStation
Don't
studios?
Do shit. And
yeah, like, stay away from next fall if that's the case, if this game is coming out. Hey, that's a conversation we're going to continue having.
Oh, yeah.
Into next year.
Oh, yeah.
For now, let's switch gears from PlayStation and talk about PlayStation. Story number two, Uncharted movie's producer is looking to make a sequel. This is Adele Anchors Range at IGN. An Uncharted sequel could be on the cards, as one of the movie's producers has expressed a desire to continue Nathan Drake's big screen adventures after the commercial success of the 2022 film. In an interview with The Hollywood Reporter, producer Charles Roven shared his aspirations to make another Uncharted movie and confirmed he is definitely looking at further adapting Naughty Dog's popular PlayStation series as a film franchise to continue the story of Nathan Drake and Victor Soli Sullivan. Quote, "Oh yeah, we had a very good time with that movie," Roven said when asked whether he would like to make another Uncharted movie. Quote, "The fans really liked the movie, and people who didn't know anything about the game really liked the movie, so we are definitely looking at making another one of those," end quote. The Uncharted movie was met with mixed reviews from critics when it debuted in theaters last year, with IGN's own review describing it as safe but serviceable sampling. Describing it as a safe but serviceable sampling of a new globe-spanning adventure. However, it drew in the crowds and struck gold with $139 million global opening weekend box office performance. Tim, do you want another Uncharted movie?
Yeah, why not? It was fun enough. And the final box office for that one was $407.1 million, which for a February 2022 movie, pretty damn impressive. Not the most blow the doors off and make a sequel now type numbers, but like it was a success for what they were going for on this. Greg and I were just talking about Gran Turismo, which our review will go up next Monday for everybody to check out. But one of the things we were talking about is PlayStation Productions thus far.
Yeah.
What they've done, our thoughts on it all. And we have four release projects with Gran Turismo, or it's about to be released.
Yeah.
Gran Turismo, Uncharted, Last of Us, and Twisted Metal. And I would say that Uncharted is my least favorite of the four of those things.
Really? Well, I guess I've not talked to you about Gran Turismo.
Yeah,
so now I'm curious about that.
Yeah. You have to stay tuned to the screencast to find out.
I'm so curious about your Gran Turismo impression.
But again, Uncharted, it got a lot wrong. Mm-hmm. It got a lot right. And at the end of the day, it was fine. It was a fun movie to watch. It wasn't bad by any means. Like, it was as good as a lot of those type of just action adventure movies can be. Mm-hmm. Tom Holland's charming. Mark Wahlberg was there, you know. The tease we get at the end of it, though, it's like they're kind of setting up a more, here's what you actually wanted to expect from an Uncharted for the sequel that I didn't expect to get, honestly. So with what they're talking about here, I mean, I still don't necessarily expect it's going to happen. But I would totally be down for an Uncharted 2.
As we've been talking about Uncharted, I've been trying to recall things about that movie, and I'm realizing how forgettable it was for me.
Because,
like, you know, I'm not going to spoil anything for the Uncharted movie, even though I'm sure mostly don't care. But, like, you know, I can think about what the climax was. I remember Mark Wahlberg being Mark Wahlberg and me not really caring. But I remember liking Tom Holland and, like, him being a charming Nathan Drake. I would watch an Uncharted 2. I don't think I would be excited about an Uncharted 2 movie.
Yeah, I'm there.
That's where I'm at with it.
Totally.
And, like, honestly, for PlayStation Productions, for that to be the low end of what you're working with, I think that's really good. You know, the fact that we got a Last of Us show that was nominated that award show hasn't happened yet. The Emmys haven't happened yet for Last of Us, have they?
No, they have not.
No, okay. Well, a show that's nominated for stuff, right? Like, that's huge. Alongside a lot of other big hitters in that same genre. That's really big. The fact that you have a Gran Turismo movie that Tim apparently likes better than Uncharted, and you have Twisted Metal that people are pleasantly surprised about. I think you have a good.
I mean, Twisted Metal is like breaking records on Peacock, which is like, you know, sounds silly, but it's like that's a big deal. Like, it's like the most binge watched comedy series they've released. Like, it's like, man.
In the next couple of projects you have are Ghost of Tsushima, Horizon, and God of War.
Yeah. And Days Gone and...
Oh, and Gravity Rush also.
Gravity Rush. Yeah. Those are the ones that are...
Wait, there's a Days Gone thing happening?
Mm-hmm. Days Gone movie.
Why?
Gravity Rush is set as a movie too, which surprised me when I was looking at Wikipedia at least. But the thing is, they're partnering with the right people. We always give Marvel Games so much credit for having their... decision to Marvel Games kind of is more of like a team that reaches out to other teams to give them the IP to find the right people. Insomniac, yeah. You're going to do Spider-Man. Telltale, we're going to do these projects with you, like all of that, right? Crystal Dynamics, you're going to do Avengers. But I feel like Sony or with PlayStation Productions, it's always throws me off PlayStation Studios and Productions. They're doing a good job of reaching out to the right teams to work in these projects for the most part. And what we know about Ghost is so dope with the original John Wick director attached. Like, yeah, that's gonna be freaking awesome. So I'm hopeful, man. I think that they're doing a good to great job so far, and that's not every single project, but I think overall I have so much more faith in them than I do what a lot of the other people are doing out there, right? I think that, I mean, we've seen the success of Illumination and Mario. We don't know what's going to happen in the future for the Nintendo side. But you look at the Xbox side of things, and it's like, all right, Halo wasn't good. Halo did not work, and that was Halo. So what are you going to do next, if anything, if they even care?
Banjo-Kazooie.
In that way. I don't know, but I will say, I don't want to spoil too much about my thoughts on Gran Turismo. Watching Gran Turismo made me be like, God, if they gave Forza Horizon a movie, it could be awesome.
Really?
Awesome.
All right. Damn, God. I'm still shocked that there's a Days Gone movie in the works.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Like, what are we
Days
doing?
Gone? People liked it, man. Its critics did it.
But, like, did the PlayStation people. Like it? Didn't they, like, go, no, you're not making a sequel. You're going to make something else instead? Why are you making a movie in that case?
Because they're
the same reason that they're making a Gravity Rush movie.
Yeah, but, like, you're right.
Yeah.
But, like, Gravity Rush is inspired in a way. Days Gone is just another zombie thing.
But it's not, I mean, it can be, but it also could be something like a Sons of Anarchy movie. Dude, that could be good, and people could love that shit. There's so much mainstream appeal there.
I guess. Ride me like you rode your motorcycle or whatever she said.
Yeah, dude. Thought you'd never ask.
Thank you. Thank you. I was going to transition to ad, but after that, I'm going to transition to story number three real quick. Twisted Metal TV series sets an impressive new audience record with Peacock debut. This is, again, Adele Anchors Range at IGN. Sony's Twisted Metal TV series has earned a spot among Peacock's top original series after scoring the streamer's most binged comedy premiere thus far. According to a report from Deadline, people raced to stream Peacock's new Twisted Metal TV series when it premiered on July 27th, when NBC Universal revealing the average subscriber watched roughly 3 episodes in a single sitting, while others opted to binge watch the entire 10-episode season in one viewing. It's safe to say Peacock's video game adaptation starring Anthony Mackie as John Doe is off to a great start, with Nielsen data showing the series racked up a massive 400 million viewing minutes in the weekend following its debut on the platform, making it one of the most watched streaming originals that week. Twisted Metal also shot up the charts to become one of the top 5 original series launched on Peacock to date, ranking alongside other popular titles such as Bel Air, The Best Man, Final Chapters, Poker Face, and Based on a True Story.
There you go.
What a glow up.
It's working, man.
Shout out to Bel Air.
You watch season 2?
No, I didn't even finish season 1.
Wow.
But for the episodes I watched.
Wow, bless. Shout out to Bel Air.
The episodes
I watched. What the fuck, man? Congratulations.
The episodes I watched were really good. And the problem was I started watching it with a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, yo, let's keep watching Bel Air. They would never show up. I could never get them to
got
watch
it. Bel Air. Okay.
Again.
I take back my shit.
I got to watch it by myself. But now it's like, a year later, oh man, where am I gonna find the time to watch Bel Air when I'm too busy watching The Bear and I still haven't seen Twisted Metal?
Yeah.
Where are you at with The Bear?
I am halfway through season 2.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Really, no,
cherish it.
I'm
cherish what you have left.
It's really good.
Yeah, you're like pretty much where I'm at. Like, we still have like 3 or 4 episodes left. What did you think of season 1?
Oh, excellent. Yeah, I absolutely loved it. I mean, episode 7 of season 1, like the penultimate episode.
Oh,
what an episode of TV, man.
Oh, yeah.
That
yeah.
was really good.
Strap in, my
That friend. Was like Walking Dead levels of stress.
Oh, yeah.
Incredible. But you know what else is incredible? Patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. Over on Patreon.com/kindoffunny, you can get the show ad-free. And speaking of ads, let us tell you about our sponsors.
This episode is brought to you by Shady Rays. Take on the sun with gear built to last. Our friends at Shady Rays have you covered for the warm weather ahead with premium polarized shades at an affordable price, durable frames, and extremely clear optics for outdoor adventures just like Mike likes them. Shady Rays offers the most insane protection in all of eyewear. Every pair of sunglasses is backed by lost and broken replacements. If you lose or break your pair, even on day one, they told us they will send you a brand new pair, no question asked. And every purchase supports the Shady Rays Impact Program, which works directly with nonprofits and their communities to empower and make adventure accessible for all walks of life, from childhood cancer patients to young adults with serious health conditions. Exclusively for y'all listening right now, Shady Rays is giving out their best deal of the season. Go to shadyrays.com and use code KINDAFUNNY for 50% off 2+ pairs of polarized sunglasses. Try for yourself. The shades rated 5 stars by over 250,000 people. Again, that's shadyrays.com. Use code kinda funny. This episode is brought to you by Liquid IV. Y'all know how much I love to stay hydrated, and Liquid IV makes it easier and better than ever to ensure that I'm always living my best, most hydrated life. And you can too. Liquid IV, the number one powered hydration brand in America, is now available in sugar-free with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness. Liquid IV hydrates 2 times faster than water alone, and you can keep your daily routine exciting with 3 new flavors, white peach, green grape, and lemon lime. Let me tell you, the white peach is good. It's real good. We here at Kinda Funny swear by this stuff. 1 stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you 2 times faster and more efficiently than water alone. Real people, real flavor, real hydrating. Now sugar-free. Grab your Liquid IV hydration multiplayer sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code KINDAFUNNY at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you use promo code KINDAFUNNY at liquidiv.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code Spotify for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tim Geddes.
Yes.
We're back. And you had something to say about Twisted Metal.
Yeah, last thing I want to say on this is I'm surprised that with these record-breaking numbers being talked about from Peacock, we're not getting the season 2 green light yet. Because, like, the biggest thing about Twisted Metal is that it ends, season 1 ends in a way that I'm like, I can't wait for a season 2. So I'm waiting on bated breath right now. I know there's a lot of complications with the strikes going on right now, so that might be reason why they can't. I don't know, but maybe they can't announce something new because, like, contracts aren't signed or whatever. I don't fucking know, but I hope there's a season 2, because if there is, it's going to be freaking awesome.
Yeah, I imagine that's 100%. Like, they only signed everybody on for, like, a season because they had no idea how it would perform. And so, yeah, they can't probably sign on to anything right now.
Yeah, but I mean, whether or not that's the thing is, I just don't understand, like, they could still announce it, be like, yeah, season 2 is happening, and then
we can cast the people.
Yeah, they're assholes. But, you know, anyways, I'm hopeful for a season 2, which... it's crazy.
Yeah, I cannot believe we're here. I cannot believe, even as somebody who I believed in Twisted Metal, and I still can't believe that we're here with it. Again, good for you. Good on you, Twisted Metal and Anthony Mackie. For now, let's talk about story number 4. Telltale acquires Flavorworks to boost narrative gaming. This is Dean Takahashi at VentureBeat. Narrative games firm Telltale has acquired interactive video game tech company Flavorworks in a bid to expand Telltale storytelling game efforts. The acquisition aims to enhance Telltale's ability to bring cinematic stories to new platforms and audiences. One of Flavorworks' backers was Hero Capital in the United Kingdom. Flavorworks, known for its mobile-first approach, specialized in technology for cinematic interactive stories. Its flagship product, Touch Video, lets you engage with mobile devices in unique ways, like sliding a finger across the screens across the screen to stroke a character's cheek. It enabled highly responsive interaction with video, unlocking immersive gameplay experiences on touchscreens, smart TVs, PCs, and consoles. Flavorworks games include Erica, Hush Crane, and Cuttlefish. Telltale, which is under new ownership from a group led by CEO Jamie Ottoli, just launched his first episode for a narrative game based on The Expanse.
What was the first thing you thought of when you heard of Cuttlefish?
I just thought about like a fish cuddling up. That's all I thought.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You giggled in a weird way.
Yeah.
The cuttlefish?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It just made me laugh. It made me chuckle.
No, okay. You didn't think about a particular episode of a TV show?
No. What are you thinking about?
Oh, okay.
Now I want to know what Barrett's on.
South Park.
Oh.
See, that's what I thought you were giggling at.
No. That's a good pull.
I like this,
about
though.
That in a minute.
Interesting. To boost narrative gaming.
Sliding a finger across the screen to stroke a character's cheek.
I guess it'll do that, you know?
I did play Erica, which is funny enough. Erica was a game that was announced in, 2019, 2018 at a Gamescom and came out on PlayStation. And it was this FMV game that you played with your DualShock touchscreen. And I remember not liking it, but also thinking, this is a really interesting thing, and I'm surprised somebody made this.
Yeah, me and G played through this as well, and I'm right there with you. I'm like, oh, man, this could have been cool. Every once in a while, I'll play a game with G, and it's like this great moment of her realizing, oh, this is what video games can be. And every once in a while, I'll do something with her, and she's like, so this is what video games are. And I'm like, God damn it.
Yeah. It's like, no, there can be so much more. But yeah, no, I could see, I guess I understand parts of this, right, of why Telltale would want to look into this. One, Telltale is back in a weird revived form. Mm. I didn't even realize Expanse was episodic. I could have sworn it just all came out at once forever ago. And I after reading the story, I looked it up, and like episode 2 is just coming out.
You know what's funny about that, Buzz, is that Telltale did so much for so long and has evolved and changed and died and came back and all this stuff that it's so confusing that you just said that you thought The Expanse not only was not episodic, but that it's been out forever.
Yeah.
When I swear to God, like last week we were talking about The Expanse and someone else was like, I thought The Expanse wasn't coming out for like 2 more years.
Yeah. Right. Is that weird?
It could be anything.
So yeah, Telltale partnering up here with Flavorworks, right? Or acquiring Flavorworks. I mean, both of them are kind of in a similar wheelhouse when we talk about a game like Erica and the weird ways in which you can play and interact with that game. Yeah, I guess I could see how that'd work for a Telltale thing. I'm just in a weird place now with Telltale, where I kind of want to see this new version of Telltale put out something that brings us back to what classic Telltale is. And maybe that's unfair expectation to put on them, but they have the Telltale name. They are putting out Telltale-type games. And from what I'm seeing, I'm not hearing many people talk about The Expanse like that.
Yeah, I just don't know. I don't know. I'd be very interested in the numbers of all of their games, including the new ones coming out, of like, do they just have an audience and it's there? And like, it's not going to grow or shift, but like, they're there and they're showing up for these games. Mm-hmm. Or is there some weird money laundering going on?
I mean, it could be a little bit of both. Because my thing with Telltale is that early Telltale, where we're talking about Walking Dead and we're talking about how dope as fuck that first season was. What's so funny? Is it cuttlefish still, or is it the cheek?
No, it's just it. Like, I don't even want it. Like, when you say telltale. It sounds like you're saying Telltale, which I know you've heard before. I didn't want to call you out on it because hey, we're talking. But you said it like,
and I said it like a billion
times. You said it like
18
times in one sentence, and I was like, Tim, just fucking hold it in.
Chat, I can see what you're saying, and I am trying. I literally cannot say it,
guys.
I cannot say it the way you want me to say it. tell tale.
Yes.
Telltale.
Yeah, I get it, though. It's hard. It's hard. It's just the amount of them.
Telltale. Anyway, when they were making games back in the day, there was something special about it. There was something that was there that was unique, that was fresh, that was, oh man, look at this cool comic book art style. Look at my choices in the way that this is affecting things. Look at the really good stories they're telling. Look how much they made us fall in love with the main characters of the Walking Dead series, right? And like, they're able to carry that in through multiple seasons. And by the time even Walking Dead was in its final season, the Telltale game, there were people that were still following it and that were still invested in it. The problem with Telltale is that they kept taking on deals and kept making these types of games. And the quality started dipping. I think you started seeing their games become a bit samey, and then also their games just weren't running well. Their games started to feel dated after 5 to 10 mm-hmm. years of making them, and they just weren't able to keep up the times when you would look around and see other people making similar things even better.
Yeah,
you look at Don't Nod making Life is Strange.
Absolutely.
Oh, this is the future of what this is.
And you know, even things like, wow, I'm so blanking on the names right now. Please, Until Dawn.
Yeah.
Right? Like that type of stuff. That is a very similar style of game, but I feel like a lot of the Walking Dead players moved on to that and were like, oh, wow, this is just a bigger budget, fancier version of that thing and or that experience or the style. But I do think that to your point of like, they just did so much so fast over such a prolonged period of time. I think it watered down the experience in every way. You can... What made those games so special was the quality of the story and the performances and the connection and also like kind of opening IP up to new perspectives. And I feel like when you do that so much, so often, so quickly, expectations get higher, but what they're actually delivering gets lower. And I feel like that's to an extent their fault, but also just the reality of things of Walking Dead was a fresh experience. Mm-hmm. You can't make a new fresh experience if you're putting out 5 games a year.
Yeah.
Like the novelty goes away and novelty adds so much to the freshness of it all. When that is combined with actual high quality storytelling, that's when you got to make a hit, right?
Yeah.
But you can't replicate that over and over and over. It's impossible.
Yeah. And I think we had it, right? We had it with that. We had it with Wolf Among Us. I know so many people loved Wolf Among Us. We had it with something like Tales from the Borderlands, mm-hmm. which came out of left field and in a similar way to Twisted Metal, right? Surprised us by how good it was. You know, there's a certain quality and there's a love that I have for Telltale, especially when I think about their classic stuff that I think gets muddied when you have those, but then you also just have a billion other things. You have mm-hmm. Guardians of the Galaxy, you have the Game of Thrones, you have Batman in there, right? And that's not me calling these things bad, but when you just have so much, it muddies the message of this is who we are and this is the quality we make when that quality is now spread amongst all these different other things.
Yeah. I'll never forget playing Game of Thrones, being so stoked because the idea of at that point when it came out, it was like peak Game of Thrones TV time of like, wow, this show is incredible. Mm-hmm. Story-based narrative game from Telltale. You get to make choices based on what they've done before. That sounded like the dream. And then I played it. I was like, man, this is very okay. Yeah. It's so okay. And it being okay made it bad.
Yeah. Unfortunate. But I guess we'll see where this version of Telltale takes it because... And looking at the expanse reviews so far, it seems like they're in that middling range. It doesn't seem like it's terrible, but it also doesn't seem like it's the greatest thing. Mm. They're sitting in that sevens range. And we'll see what other games, you know, like this being, is this the kind of funny.com says you're wrong. Is this the first thing we've seen from them since coming back as Telltale? I know they also have announced Wolf Among Us, the sequel, and we've not gotten that yet. Maybe that'll be where we start getting back to.
Have we not?
I don't think we have. We did get a new Tales from the Borderlands, but that wasn't them, right? That was Gearbox.
Yeah. Okay, that's so, what I was thinking.
Let me know, chat. For now, story number 5. Bungie announces the new voice of Zavala. Yeah, I'm going to say Zavala. This comes directly from a blog post on their website that's titled, Thank You, Commander, The Future of Zavala's Journey. Earlier this year, we lost Lance Reddick, the English language voice actor for Commander Zavala. The passion and professionalism Lance brought to the role over the last decade was unmistakable and loved by all. Lance's iconic voice led us through the most intense moments in Destiny's history, and his impact on our Guardians, our community, and Bungie as a whole will never be forgotten. Commander Zavala has been central to the story we have been telling since the original Destiny, and we have plans to continue his journey. Keith David, a prolific actor on stage and in television, film, and games, will assume the English language voice of Zavala in The Final Shape and beyond. Separately, Lance's existing lines in-game will remain untouched for the upcoming release. On becoming the new Vanguard leader, Keith said, quote, I am honored to continue the great work of Lance Reddick as Zavala. Lance captured the character's sense of integrity so wonderfully. It is my intention to continue that work, end quote.
Very, very cool. And yeah, I mean, like, again, this is such a terrible situation with the passing of Lance. But I think that they're handling it very well and very respectfully. And Keith David is a badass. So I feel like that's, you know, if there's anybody that's going to take that on, I feel like he's the voice of Spawn. Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty damn cool.
I think if you're going to go in and replace somebody who's legendary, right, and under these circumstances, you got to do it with somebody else who is legendary. And I think Keith David for sure is that, and that makes a lot of sense. And yeah, to your point, this is such one of those very difficult scenarios, and I think the conversations happen at the studio of, all right, what do we do with this character? Do we stop, or do we discontinue the feature of this character? Do we replace the character? Like, what is the right way to treat it? And I don't think there's ever a really right answer, right? Like, I think that changes context to context. And in this one, right, where Commander Zavala has had such a history with Destiny 2 and Destiny in general, you know, I think there is that thing of, no, we want to keep this character around because they're important to the player and we want to further the story of this character and what they mean in the universe. And so, yeah, to bring in Keith David, I think that's an amazing pick. And yeah, like, I think they're doing right by their audience. And so good on you, Bungie. For now, we got story number 6. EA announces FC Mobile. This is Wesley Yenpool at IGN. EA has announced EA Sports FC Mobile, a mobile football game launching on September 26th. FC Mobile is a free update for those who already have FIFA Mobile, so there's no need to re-download. But new players will, of course, need to download the FC Mobile app to play. Real Madrid and Brazil star Vini Jr. is the FC Mobile cover star. FC Mobile has authentic running styles, penalty kick stances, and celebrations for certain players. Vini Jr. is a given. A mobile-first and tactile game speed, a revamped shooting system, a power shot, a knock-on dribble, and a hard tackle move. EA said its mobile community has over 100 million active users, which gives you an idea of just how big FIFA is on mobile. Cool.
Yeah, very cool.
Tim, how excited are you for FIFA Mobile?
I can't wait, man. You know, it's really cool that, you know, people's phones are going to be able to download an app and play some football games.
Game of the year. Start of the year.
You know?
Let's go.
Anything about this that gets you in? I know mobile games are hard, right? Where it's like, what could get you excited? And sometimes you don't know. It just is like a thing. Obviously, Marvel Snap for me, I was excited for it. It came out. It delivered. I'm playing all the time. Pokemon Go, I'm back.
Yeah, he's back.
Can't get out of it. Everybody, I just realized today, I am like 4 Pokemon away from completing my Kanto dex of the original 150. So I don't have Mewtwo. I don't have Electabuzz, Jinx, or Kangaskhan, or Mr. Mime. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I can get them. I think that they're all like region exclusive. So if you have any deets, please hit your boy up on that. But it feels pretty damn good. Anyways, it's funny because like when it comes to like EverCrisis is a big one for me. Mm-hmm. Final Fantasy, like, man, I hate that game was presented in a way I'm like, wait a minute. You're going through the entire compilation of Final Fantasy VII story in a easily condensed, like a different remake form that feels a bit more traditional turn-based. That could be awesome in my pocket over time. I'll play through all that shit. But they kept being really cagey and weird about the release. Like, why is this episodic? Is it episodic? Is it a gacha game? Is it what is this? What's happening? And the more that we hear about it, the more that people are actually playing it. I'm like, oh man, this is my worst nightmare of a game. Like, fuck this shit. And that's for an IP and a game that I franchise, whatever you want to call Final Fantasy VII, that I love and I want to experience in this way. So I just feel it's hard to get that mobile game version of a thing we care about right. But if you do, it's the ultimate win.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I look at EAFC Mobile, and even though it's not something that's for me, once upon a time, it would have been for me, right? If I was in high school, or if I was young and I didn't have the disposable income to spend on an actual FIFA game and I had a phone, dude, for sure, I'd be playing the hell out of EAFC Mobile. That goes back to me being young, and like, there was a free-to-play FIFA game that I think maybe only made it to beta. It was called like FIFA World or something. And I played that for weeks because I didn't own a FIFA game, and like that game didn't run well enough on the PC that I had at the time, but I still played it because it was all that I had.
Yeah,
I'm sure there are plenty. I mean, they're talking about 100 million active users here, right? So there are plenty of people playing it for plenty of reasons, right? But I'm sure one of those reasons are so many kids now have phones, right? Have smartphones and have access to games on them, right? They're playing Fortnite on these things. They're playing Call of Duty on these things. And of course, that also means they're playing FIFA on these things. And they're probably making a lot of money off of Ultimate Team and all that stuff, right? That stuff is primed for mobile experiences. And so I'm sure they're finding success with this. And I'm curious to see, like, again, if EAFC Mobile is any different, right? Because from what we're seeing with EAFC Console, seems like it's more of the same game with a few tweaks here and there. Different menus, cool. But you're getting more of the same. Good for you. Just under a different name. For now, speaking of Final Fantasy VII Ever Crisis. Let's round out the Roper Report with story number 7. Final Fantasy VII Ever Crisis releases next month.
Bless.
What up?
Today, I came in a little hotter than I wanted to, and so I came in just directly sat at the desk. Didn't get to look at the Roto show before. I feel like I referenced the next story in every story.
No, you've done a good job. And like, that's hilarious. I've been tempted to jump off of those and be like, yeah. Speaking of, but you know, I had to finish off that FIFA conversation. But this is tweeted out this morning by the Final Fantasy VII Ever Crisis Twitter. Release date announced. Final Fantasy VII Ever Crisis will be officially released on iOS and Android on September 7th, 2023. Don't forget to pre-register now. And they dropped the links in here. Tim, I was excited about this until you just mentioned that this does not seem great.
It's such a monkey paw situation, man. Like, so much about it. The presentation looks awesome. I played it at Summer Game Fest. Like, it's there. It's cool. Like, they're really kind of nailing the style of what a more traditional Final Fantasy VII remake could be and look like. And again, having it on mobile, like, is just great. You can just play it whenever the hell you want, whenever you have a couple minutes. It's mission-based, so it is a bit more condensed of, like, you can get through this chapter and then get to the next chapter. But everything in between just seems really, really messy. And I was reading some previews on IGN, and I was just like, oh, man, like, this, it sounds like there's just not even just enough bullshit, way too much bullshit to get in the way of what seems to be an actually high-quality experience. So I'm going to put this one down on the let's really wait and see till, like, final reviews are out. But I feel like they could turn it around, but I'm getting a little worried about this one.
Well, Tim, final reviews for Final Fantasy VII Ever Crisis are just so far away.
Mm-hmm.
If I want to know what's coming out to mom grab shops today, where'd I look?
The official list of upcoming software across each and every platform as listed by the Kinda Funny Games Daily Show host each and every weekday.
Yeah. Out today, we got Atlas Fallen for PS5, Xbox Series X, and PC. Stray for Xbox Series X and Xbox One. Stray Gods, the role-playing musical for PS5, Xbox Series X, PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. Tales and Tactics for PC, not Tales and Tactics, Tales and Tactics for PC. Lifeless Moon for PC. We got a bunch of new dates for you. The Muckingham Files, a free update for Power Wash Simulator, is coming on August 31st. Enchanted Portals launches September 6th on Xbox Series X, PS5, Switch, and PC. I'm going to pause there. Tim, do you know anything about Enchanted Portals?
I don't.
Barrett, can you look up a trailer for Enchanted Portals? Because both you and Tim need to see this.
Ooh.
Flashback 2 launches November 16th on Xbox One, Xbox Series X, PS4, PS5, Switch, and PC. Let's Build a Zoo, Aquarium Odyssey, is swimming to PC and consoles on August 17th. Management Tycoon Puzzler Train Valley 2 launches on Nintendo Switch, PS4, and Xbox One this October 17th. Right now, what? Barrett is showing footage of Enchanted Portals.
Oh my god, wait.
I laughed out loud so fucking hard seeing this, man.
Dude, we talked about this on Games Daily years ago, where it's like just a straight up Cuphead ripoff, but instead of being done in the style of, like, I don't know, what is that, 1930s animation?
1920s, yeah.
Yeah, it's like more of the...
Maybe this is leaning more into 40s and 50s.
Yeah, like the Felix the Cat, like the real not great type stuff. Hey, I'm kind of into it, though. Is there reviews out for this thing? Enchanted Portals. Question.
I mean, you might check your inbox. You could have a code. But yeah, I mean, this looks... I mean, it doesn't look as good as Cuphead, but it looks interesting. This would be something I'd be down to give a try to. Because it looks fun.
Yeah, I'm not seeing any reviews yet.
More new dates for you. THQ Nordic Digital Showcase airs August 11th. And then Gravity Oddity, the gravity-bending space action roguelite from developer Invincible Cat, comes out September 13th across Switch, PS4, PS5, Xbox Series X, Xbox One, and Steam. When is that? That comes out September 6th. Oh, so you probably wouldn't have a code, but maybe soon. Maybe soon. We got one deal of the day for you. This comes from Wario64. A Wiglet Poke Plush, 10.25 inches, is available at Pokemon Center.
No.
It's $24.99. Tim, are you interested in this 10.25 inches of Wiglet?
I hate that Wario64 added the 10.25 inches to this. It didn't need it.
It's relevant information.
We can look at this. We understand the joke. We don't need to go the extra inch. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't understand. No.
No?
No.
No? Well,
I don't think that's just relevant information. Like, you just want to know if it can fit in your apartment.
Yes, of course.
You want to know if it can fit in your home.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I could fit 10.25 inches.
I think this will fit in my home.
Yeah?
Yeah.
God damn.
Now it's time for kindoffunny.com/you're wrong. Where you write in, let us know what we got wrong as we got it wrong. So we can correct it. This is the second day in a row.
I know.
Where I've referenced this sort of thing.
Yeah.
By this sort of
thing.
Let us know what we got wrong as we got it wrong. Correct it for those watching later on YouTube and listening later on podcast services around the globe.
Sort of thing.
Let's see. Charles Jacobson says The Wolf Among Us 2 was delayed a year back in March. That's it. I mean, somebody says, nah, bless you, wrong for that. That just came in a second ago. I don't know what they're referencing, but.
Yo, I'll be honest. I'm looking at Uncharted Portals footage and like.
Enchanted.
Oh, Enchanted. What'd I say?
Uncharted.
Uncharted Portals, yeah. It looks pretty fucking good. Like, there's a lot more variation than I expected. And like.
Oh, yeah, I'm surprised by some of these scenes.
Yeah. All right.
All right, cool. Look out for Enchanted Portals. You can also look out for tomorrow's host for Kind of Funny Games.
Oh, I wonder who they could be.
It's Tim and me.
Wow.
We're back at it like a bad habit. But you're going to be in this chair. I'm going to be in this chair.
Can't wait.
It'll be a fun time.
Keeping it warm for me?
I'm keeping it so warm. If you're watching this live after the KFGD post show, Joey Noel is going to be playing some Dave the Diver right here on YouTube.com. Kind of Funny Games and Twitch.tv. So look out for that. Until then, though, this has been Kind of Funny Games Daily each and every weekday live right here on YouTube.com/Kind of Funny Games and Twitch.tv/Kind of Funny Games. We run you through the nerdy news you need to know about. Until next time, Game Daily. Hey, Mike, how's it going?
Hi, Bless. I'm so good. I'm happy to be next to Tim.
I'm happy to be next to you.
What are your thoughts on this Wiglet Pokey plush? You like the...
That's a must-buy, Tim.
You should get one and put it on Nick's desk. I feel like he would appreciate
that'd
it.
Be a really,
I don't know why I said desk that way.
That would be so good. He'd be so pissed. I'll tell you what, man.
Yeah. Sure, Nick would love a 10-inch toy on his desk.
Hey, Tim, don't forget about that 0.25, all right?
Sorry,
can't cut it short, right. All right? Mm-hmm. God.
Yo, what the heck is going on, Kind of Funny Best Friends? Welcome back to another Kind of Funny Games Daily Post Show Super Chat section with me, Snowbike Mike, and your two incredible Games Daily Show hosts. It is Thursday, Tim, and we're one day away from Friday. KFAF, a holiday special
you
don't want to miss. It's going to be a good one, Bless.
It is.
I just watched some raw footage.
Yeah?
Uncut.
Unedited?
Unedited in the back. Let me tell you what.
I mean, I heard
me
y'all
and Mike
laughing.
Are on the same wavelength.
Whoa, we're going places tomorrow. You don't want to miss out. But, of course, we're here right now. Let's talk about the present. The Kind of Funny Games Daily Super Chat Post Show with me and your two incredible show hosts. This is when I need you to come in and get involved. If you're watching over on YouTube, please use that Super Chat feature. Write in with your questions, comments, concerns. If you want to dive into today's news stories a little bit deeper, or if you want to bring up a random topic of discussion, like what Pokemon plushie do you really want in your room, Tim? Please write in with that Super Chats. And, of course, if you're watching over on Twitch, you can use the new Hype Chat feature just like Super Chats, or you can resubscribe at the Tier 1 through 3 level to write in just like Mr. Anderson 56. Resubscribed with Prime Gaming for 62 months. Thank you. Zaxxon Galaxxon.
Ooh.
Love that name. Thank you for the resub at the Tier 1 level for 20 months. Stream started to melt as soon as I went to send my sub. Well, guess what? We're back now. Blessing, I don't know if you saw, but it looks like you got glitched into the Matrix.
Yeah.
A lot of people on Twitter right now tweeting about
it. I saw people on Twitter. Oh, no. I saw people on
snapped
on
out of
chat.
The world.
Yeah, I imagine only
it.
We. Yeah, for whatever reason, now it's really frequent. This computer's Ethernet port just likes to fizzle out. And then I click, hey, Ethernet port, wake up. And then it's like, oh, shit, you're right. Sorry, man. I fell asleep.
This is what I'm going to need from Twitter. If you please stop tagging me in anime games with women with big breasts.
I almost tagged you in Jeff Grubb's tweet yesterday. Did you see that?
Wait, what'd you say, Barrett?
I almost tagged you in Jeff Grubb's tweet yesterday. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see Jeff's tweet.
That's a Jeff Grubb.
People keep tagging me in things being like, this looks like a blessing game. And I'm like, stop.
That's my guy. Shout out. Let's jump into today's Super Chats. Of course, Say Chalet writes in and says, new Jollibee opening in Virginia. Is it any good, Tim?
Yeah, I feel like you need to be aware that it's different, probably.
It's different.
Yeah,
it's not KFC. Right?
Oh,
like,
absolutely.
Let's make sure you set the tone, right? Like, this isn't probably what you're used to here. A little different flair to it.
Yeah, I mean, it's, dude, their spicy chicken sandwich is very, very good. If not inconsistent, but very, very good.
Blessing, you've been to Jollibee before.
I love Jollibee. Yeah, the chicken sandwich there, I think, is great. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite chicken sandwiches. And overall, yeah, I think it's a good restaurant. For sure, check it out.
I'm on the opposite side. I don't like Jollibee. I am disappointed in the chicken tenders. I think those need to be upped. Their game needs to be elevated. And the mashed potatoes, like we talked about, a little different, right? Mm-hmm. Different culture, different spices used in that. Not the mashed potatoes and gravy that I want from a KFC Absolutely. Or fried chicken yeah. place. That mac and cheese or that mashed potato is not good. Also, spaghetti.
Spaghetti is their specialty, yeah.
Spaghetti, if you want spaghetti.
Also, peach mango pie. That's fucking fire from Jollibee. Definitely get the peach mango pie.
This is Jeff Grubb's tweet from yesterday, by the way. Which are you, a puzzle boy or a hentai girl?
I mean,
those are great sales.
And I almost tagged you, Bless, and I was like, you can be both.
Puzzle
you can
poppy. Be
both. I am definitely more of a puzzle boy. But also,
oh, you're
yeah,
not a hentai girl. Okay.
I am not a hentai girl.
Okay.
Well, I don't know where this came from.
And those are on the Switch.
You, Blessing. It came from you and the things you say and the actions you do.
I played 13 Sentinels once for the story. For the story.
See, and when fucking you say Greg, it like that,
and
though.
Greg takes it and runs with it. Has cool mechs. Listen, you all would, Barry, you would fucking love 13 Sentinels.
He played it for the story, Tim. Don't worry about it.
I'm not worried. I was never worried.
Let's jump into the chat once again. Antigua X writes in and says,
also, I've been seeing these glitching images. They're yeah, fucking great.
You're snapped out of reality. GL on the pokey journey. That's good luck. Ooh. On the pokey journey, Tim.
How do you
finished write? The living decks, one of every form from every mon in pokey home this year for the special Magmarion? Which Pokemon is that?
I don't know how to say it, but Magarinon. I'm not even going to try.
Yeah. And it was Magarina?
I think it's Magarina.
That's not the weird lizard thing that was on fire in Gen 1?
It's one that looks like if a Pokeball turned into a robot, kind of.
Oh, snap. Okay.
Yeah.
Man, we got to go back to 151.
Yeah. I mean, that's
we got to go back.
Congratulations. That is a ridiculous. Magearna. Okay. Magearna. Okay.
Thank you.
The gear. That would make sense. It. That would make sense with the robot thing. But ridiculous feat there. That would require hundreds and hundreds of hours. Mm-hmm. I'm well on the way of my journey as well. The problem is for me now, I'm collecting the Pokemon cards, Pokemon in the core games, and Pokemon Go. I have many problems, you guys. Many, many, many problems. But I'm working my way through.
Oh, I love that.
Mike, were you talking about Magmar?
Magmar, I was.
That's okay. I was trying
to
think
of
that
was like the
hard.
Weird lizard that was red and yellow, essentially, right? Yeah. Magmar. Yeah. Remember how Pokemon only say their names? Isn't that so interesting, Barrett? It's just, I can see Barrett so clearly now through the glass. You know what I mean? I can see his facial expressions. Isn't that so weird?
Magmar. Say that.
But then you watch Digimon, mm-hmm. and the jabroni's talking to you.
They're talking. They're good friends.
I always thought that
what
was
a life we had.
I think that's why I couldn't do
what
Digimon.
A child.
I don't like these little creatures talking.
But then when really? They would Digivolve, they would say their next evolution. It was the hypest fucking shit ever. And see, that's why I think it works better, because when they say their names, it comes with meaning. And like the fucking coolest meaning ever.
Meaning.
It's mm-hmm. so good.
How hyped are you for the remaster of the movie?
Mike, we got to do another kind of anime movie night.
I'm in. Let's watch it here.
Okay. Yeah, so they're doing like a redub, I think, of like the OG movie, Mike. But then they're also like remastering the original voices and stuff like that. So I think it's time for us to watch it.
Okay.
If you had a fun time with Summer Wars, Mike.
I did.
This is going to be a very similar vibe. Same director.
Mike, I want to give you a thinker real quick.
Give me a think.
Are Pokemon named after what they say? What do they say? What they're named?
Pokemon named after what they say, or Pokemon say what they're named after?
Mm-hmm.
Pokemon say what they're named after.
Okay. Mm. Yeah.
Bang.
So what were they saying before?
So they weren't saying anything before.
No, when they evolved and became something. I don't want to bring in human evolution and put it on Pokemon. But, you know, they
might like snipe out of mic mode.
Really? We're just like, we're talking about the science when they evolved into something.
Like Mike went from Mike to Professor Oak.
When they went from an enzyme
when they started fucking evolving.
All right,
someone clip that out,
I've never
please.
Seen Mike Mike just break kayfabe like that before?
Pablo writes in and says, will or has Tim watched A24 film? Talk to me. It's real good.
I haven't yet. Really want to. Kevin and Joey saw it a couple weeks ago, and it seems like they enjoyed it. I'm a big fan of those boys. Been a big fan of their YouTube channel for a decade at this point. So proud of them for making a movie that's a fucking hit, being well-received critically and box office-wise. Number two just got greenlit, so hell yeah, man.
Oh, really? Okay, talk to me. Lil' Tay. Lil' Tay, Bless is a big deal.
Fucking knew it. Wait, hold on. Let me make it.
Bless has been hot on the journalism track to find out if Lil' Tay is still alive.
No, let's not do this.
And Blessing thinks that she is.
Shut the fuck up.
No, the articles literally say that she's still alive. We're talking about
that.
They're
saying that she's alive right now.
The headline literally just says, I'm not dead. Well, that's not a fucking quote.
It's a TMZ exclusive.
It's a TMZ exclusive.
Is it an interview with her?
I assume it's an interview. Let's see. In a statement provided to TMZ from Tay's family, she tells him, I almost don't want to go into this on air.
All right.
This is too messy.
This is not Lil' Tay Games Daily, all right?
It's not Lil' Tay Games
Daily. Literally, like, when this news popped yesterday, in my head, the first thing that popped to mind was the Lil' Dicky episode. And I was like, they're pulling a Lil' Dicky.
Man, that shit was crazy, bro. That was a good episode. That was crazy.
Oh, yeah.
That was a crazy episode.
All right, well, shit.
He didn't want to do it. You know what I mean? Lil' Dicky didn't want to do it. He wanted to tell everyone.
Man, I also don't trust TMZ, so I'm going to stay tuned.
Mr. Hawks writes in and says, Tim, you need a Mewtwo in Pokemon Go? I got you.
Guys, this is the dumbest thing about this. I don't know why I'm doing this to myself. I don't know why I'm trying to catch them all. I do know it's been in my course since I was a young child.
Stop, Bles. Stop. Stop, Bles. That's an insane tweet. That's an insane tweet.
Can I see it?
You restarted.
Oh, my. No. No.
That's an insane tweet.
No. We're not doing that here. There's a sanctity that I have I don't understand why. I'm imposing weird rules on myself that aren't even consistent, but I don't want to do this the easy way out.
Okay.
I don't want to rely on the best friends out there that are incredible, that I know would show up and trade every single Pokemon to me, and then I have them all.
Oh,
I feel like I got to
earn
it. I want a story. You know what I mean?
You got to ask Ketchum this.
I do.
Yeah.
I got to do it right. But with that, by definition, you need to trade with people. So it's like, I understand that I don't think I possibly can get some of the ones I named earlier without.
Now, did Ash Ketchum trade for Pokemon?
Yeah, it's part of the game.
So you got to, you craft your narrative.
No, I get it, but
you craft your narrative.
There's something I feel wrong about with, I need a Mewtwo. I feel like I got to get a goddamn Mewtwo. I can't just be trading for a Mewtwo.
I see it, Bless. I see it out of the corner of my eye, Bless. Let's keep it going. Over here, Jamie writes
the
in
internet
says,
is so good.
The internet is undefeated.
The internet is undefeated, bro.
We know that. Jamie writes in and says, have you heard of Illusions, M-O-D, that's a mod, that allows PS4 games to run at 60 on PS5, Bloodborne, using firmware.
For a second. Mike, I've been so proud of you for getting better at
Making it up. I'm making that shit up at the time.
But I just want to you nail it every single time. You can't just spell a word out and then say, that's mod. No fucking shit. M-O-D is mod. That's not an acronym. That's just a word. That'd be like you being you guys get it.
We're on one today.
No, I'm with Mike. It's M-O-D. It's M-O-D.
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 That runs, so back to it. There is a mod, Illusions mod, that allows PS4 games to run at 60 frames on PS5, Bloodborne, using old firmware. Sony should unlock the API and frame rate boost. What do you think about that? What'd you say?
Appy.
Oh, open API. Up that... Open up that app.
I'm fucking lying. It's not.
We should go get Appy sometime, Tim. We haven't gotten some
Appy. Okay, yeah.
I'm always down for an
Appy. Where do you want to get an Appy?
Appy type?
Olive Garden?
Is that what we're talking about? I'm going to see what
there's no Olive Garden.
Yeah,
now we're done.
Yeah, no, your RIP.
So we have to go to BJ's.
Oh,
we have to go to Applebee's. Chili's.
Applebee's, people hate on Applebee's. But there's a nostalgia I have tied to Applebee's, and I'm totally down for it.
There's an Applebee's that is further than it should be from here, but are we doing a little fucking Appy? I haven't looked at my calendar.
Appy
I don't
hour?
Know if I can do it, but.
Ooh, Appy Hours.
Appy Hour.
Appy Hour is sick.
We could talk. We have things to talk about.
Softball, you can't get me in for. Appy Hour.
Appy Hour.
Appy Hour could be us.
But when I was growing up, every Wednesday evening after church youth group, we would go to Applebee's for the half-price appetizers. And I'm saying we can get that started right here at Kinda Funny. After work, in the evening, half price appetizers at Applebee's. I'm sure they still have them.
Little Applebee's
Appy Hour.
I love this idea. I'll talk to my PlayStation.
Do they have TGI Fridays around here?
So here's the problem. I was about to bring it up. Like TGIF was a delicacy for me and Kevin growing up. It was a little pricier than these other ones we're talking about. It was a little further away. So we had to make a decision. Like it was like a 35-minute drive for us to get to.
Yeah.
So we'd be doing that. They're like burgers had this barbecue sauce.
Oh.
It was like the Jack Daniel's barbecue sauce. And I feel like that was like a TGIF like specialty. It blew my mind. And then one day, me, Nick, and Kevin were talking about it at the old studio. We're like, are we doing TGIF today? We started talking about this barbecue sauce. We drove all the way there, and it was just an empty lot. The building wasn't even there anymore.
No,
Google
really?
Said it was.
That's
we got there, and it wasn't.
TGIF, gone.
That is heartbreaking, gone. Dude.
Blessing, what about this mod on PS5? That allows you to run PS4 games at 60 frames.
I mean, yeah, I think PlayStation.
You looking into that?
I mean, I'm not going to look into that. That's too much work for me. But I would love if PlayStation did the like performance boost from for games.
You're a jabroni, Blast. You're a gosh darn jabroni, Blast.
Stop it!
The internet is so fucking funny, dude.
I can't with them today. I can't with them.
But
Applebee's is 32 minutes away.
32?
Mm-hmm.
Can we get like a... Can you do like the image mode where we could actually see it in the lot?
Make sure it's still.
Oh, no. This one's still here. This one is still here. Yeah.
BJ's is closer. Is there a Cheesecake Factory here?
Cheesecake would be downtown. That's all. Okay. Although, we'll talk about this.
Okay.
I think it's heartbreaking that like Sekiro got that performance boost on PS5, right? You play Sekiro on PS5, that thing runs smooth at 60.
Smooth.
But, like Bloodborne doesn't.
Yeah.
Just give me that for Bloodborne.
What are we
That's
doing
all
with
I
that?
Want is yeah, the yeah. is the FPS boost. That's all I want.
Torch writes in and says, for Mike and Barrett, speaking of the director of Digimon movie and Summer Wars, he directed a One Piece movie, the sixth one to be exact, and it's very good. Torch, don't you put me on that One Piece journey. I'll tell you all about it.
I'll get to it in like 10 years.
I love it. I might start dipping my toe in the movies. I feel like I'm filling out the crew now, Tim, where we can go a little forward, and I won't be like, oh, man, who's this person? You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I got a solid enough crew now after 340 episodes that I can, like, we can start playing the games and movies now and jumping back into the thing.
Are you planning to watch all of them?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
We're just going to go.
Proud of you.
We're going to go. If I had it my way, Tim, I'd buy every single one of the books, and I'd start a little mini library in my room. You know, I'm thinking about it.
I know you're thinking about it.
It's on my mind all the time. Crunchyroll, send me the books so I don't have to buy these books because I'm tempted to buy these books.
We talked all about Mike's journey into the manga on the new episode of Kinda Anime out now for everybody.
Go check it out. Manny Bagel Boy Sanchez writes in and says, wonton tacos at Applebee's slaps bless.
Oh, I never tried those. I was more of a boneless wings guy myself. I would get the boneless barbecue wings.
Okay.
That's when I started getting into blue cheese real heavy.
Blue cheese.
I would always
blue cheese.
Blue cheese.
Do you? Mike.
Do I fuck hard with the blue cheese? No, I'm a ranch guy.
Yeah, I was about to say, no fucking way.
I
mess with blue cheese. I'm not like opposed to blue
really?
Cheese.
Really?
Yeah, totally. I've had enough wings in my day where they give you blue cheese. You think it's ranch.
Yeah,
you're already committed.
Yeah.
At that point, it's like, I don't care.
I'm surprised.
So, yeah, no, I'll mess with blue cheese. I'm not like, it's not first pick. It's always going to be ranch. But like blue cheese, that's fine.
I just got a slack from Raj McCorney. Lil Tay is not dead, LOL.
I told him, see?
Wait, really?
These two together.
I can't believe it. They literally watched Dave and were like, oh, that's actually a good idea. Let's do that.
My God.
That's wild.
Get the next-gen podcast fired up. Let's talk about apps really quick for a minute, of course. Don't forget, we're on the Super Chats. You guys can Super Chat in. We can talk about that. Let's talk Appy Hour really quick. Chat, we want you to fire off your favorite apps. I want to know, Tim.
I want a rule, okay?
Okay.
We do Appy Hour.
Yeah.
Rule number one, you can only order apps.
Yeah.
No,
we can't be ordered.
Yeah.
If we're going, we can't order other
let's
bullshit.
Let's do this.
No entrees.
Okay. Next rule. Everybody picks an app. There's three of us, right?
Okay.
There'll be more. But everybody here at this table, we all pick one app. That's round one. Then we'll go to round two. Okay. So what is round one apps from all of us?
That sounds nuts. That sounds like a lot.
Yeah.
I feel like half the point for happy hour is like saving money.
What's round one apps? What's your first pick on?
That's
what I want to know.
Okay.
I want to know, like, what is everybody's first pick round one of the apps? Okay. That's what we're getting at right now.
Now, it depends on where we are.
Where this you vote.
This is me being a fucking little fancy bitch, okay? But I'm going to do it because if I'm being honest, when I hear appy, what makes me appy?
What makes you appy?
We are 100% talking about, why am I blanking out the name of my favorite appetizer?
Coming.
No. It's the
crab rangoon,
fried calamari.
Ooh, fried calamari.
Yeah, dude.
Never had it.
Fried calamari is fire, dude.
Dude, it is incredible, man.
Really?
The fucking dipping sauce they give you, shit is just.
So now, see, now you bring up the dipping sauce.
Yeah.
Is it just the sauce that carries it, or is it actually the fried calamari?
No, it's the
what
fried
if I
calamari.
Just gave you popcorn chicken? Would it be the same?
No.
You wouldn't be amped up on fried.
Fried calamari, Mike, is one of those things where I feel like the less you know, the more you might actually like. The more you know. I feel like you can't look at it or else you're not going to want to eat.
Okay.
It's real good, though.
I'm going to go with the tried and true, the best one. Jalapeno poppers.
Oh, yes.
I like
Big
that.
Fan.
I like the fried. I like the mix of the cheese alongside the jalapeno. I like that pop. Hitting the spot.
So, like, how many rounds are we doing?
I just want to know your favorite app right now.
Because I'm going like a plate of boneless wings, probably.
Boneless wings.
Yeah.
Spicy barbecue. See, now we get into the fun part.
I'm going barbecue.
Really?
Yeah. A nice honey barbecue. Though, like, my mood changes day to day. Like, on a day, I could go buffalo. On another day, I could go, like, spicy or something.
I feel like you got to
honey
go
barbecue
buffalo.
Is my core.
I feel like buffalo's
honey barbecue myself, bless. Yeah. But I feel like if I'm going appies on the table, it has to be buffalo.
Really?
I feel like it. Yeah, yeah.
The barbecue
like
pairs
it.
So well with either the ranch or the blue cheese. Like,
course,
no matter what.
You're dipping barbecue wings in ranch.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, see, to me, barbecue is
not in blue cheese.
Enough of its own thing.
You're not doing blue cheese?
Wouldn't do blue cheese.
I'm doing either, dude. I'm going crazy in there.
Hmm. Sounds like a Wingstop type of days, right?
You know what actually.
I mean? I like that. Let's go on.
You know what? I want to give a negative shout out.
Negative shout out. Okay, let's talk about what is one app you wouldn't want.
Here's the problem. I do want it. Okay. It just has never served me well.
Oh.
In a way, the calamari, I mean, I've had some bad calamari, but like overall, I'm like, oh man, this is my favorite app. Mm-hmm. I think my app that I've ordered the most that I need to stop ordering, Shishito Peppers. Like the idea of them, I'm super in.
I don't know what these are.
It's just like they're like peppers. They're like long, skinny peppers that are like flavored in like oils, and then they give you like dope ass dipping sauces for them.
Okay.
And like the sauce is so good, but I feel like there's just something about it that like it doesn't hit right. It just doesn't hit right.
Okay. I can't say I've had those. I don't think I would order those. Blessing, what is one thing that you don't want on the table?
That I don't want on the table.
Way too many seeds. You're right, Dylan.
I honestly don't really have like a create. I'm not really against anything. Is my thing. I was just telling Roger out there for about kind of munchies, and like I have a wide palate. I am down to eat things. Like I'm a yes and person when it comes to food.
Yes.
You know, I'm not that picky, and so I don't really have a problem with things. I was just thinking though about like small quesadillas. Okay. For appetizers.
You like those?
I love those. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Those
are, I mean, you know, I'm so with you.
Give me some little quesadillas.
I'll be open and honest. Ceviche. I don't want that.
Wow.
I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want to be near it. I don't want it.
I love it.
Yep.
So much.
Yeah. You're leaning towards that kind of seafood.
Well, but that's right, my problem. Is that, I do like that stuff, and I understand that the ones I'm naming are not what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But hey, we're talking about my favorites or the least favorites in terms of the more traditional ones. One that my Shishito Peppers for the everyday man is fried pickles. Just too much fry, not enough pickle.
Okay.
Every single time. I almost feel like you might as well just fucking give me fry.
Yeah, might as well just give me the breading. That's right. Yeah. That's exactly what that is. That's right.
Uh-huh. I'm going to give a shout out. Maybe this isn't a shout out, but to your point of what's something that I don't want. Something that I'm on the middle of.
Okay.
Yeah. Mozzarella sticks. I can take them. I can leave them.
Wow.
If they're there, sure, I'll eat one or two. But I don't think I'm ever going to order mozzarella sticks.
My thing, I love mozzarella sticks, but I feel like half of the places you would go to for apps like this, they don't hit.
They don't.
Not everybody does mozzarella sticks well.
I love mozzarella sticks, but I agree with you. Not everyone does them well, and even the places that do them well, fairly inconsistent. My bigger problem, I feel like they take up too much of my space.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm.
I'm here for appy hour.
Yeah,
I'm here to appies. Dip. I'm here to get my fun times on, try a bunch of things.
Yeah.
The mozzarella sticks just take up too much of my heart, my mind, and my body.
That's where I'm at with sliders as well. were
sliders aren't appetizers.
Yeah, they might as well be.
I mean, they can be appies.
Technically, they're appies, but like they could be an entree. Be they appies. Might as well be an entree. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, if you're eating the whole plate of three, but if we get a plate of three for the three of us, everybody gets one. That's an app.
See, that's an app. This is a weird thing to say, but I feel like y'all are gonna feel me on it. I feel like we buy a bunch of apps, right? And one of those apps is sliders. Mm-hmm. We all gorge ourselves as much as we want on all the different things, and then there's that last bit where you're like, oh, I'm still a little hungry, but I don't really want to order an entree. That's when you take that slider.
And
you're not if you're indulging in one of them sliders, you have a plan. You're trying to get you're hungry and you're trying to get full.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whereas with apps, you're kind of just having a good time.
See, if I see a slider on the table, that's my first grab.
I was gonna say I'm not waiting.
You put a slider, I don't wait.
I'm not waiting for the slider because a slider after a while is just not great.
If I'm
having a slider toward the end of the evening, it's not good anymore. I need a fresh slider.
Let me be open and honest again one more time with everyone. Potato skins.
This is such a good image.
They're usually a miss. Mm-hmm. They're so good in concept.
Yep.
And they can hit, but they are like 80% usually a miss. Mm-hmm. They just aren't quite right. The potato skins, the loaded potatoes, whatever you want to call them, I can deal with them.
Yeah.
They just never hit. They never hit.
You're right.
Wait, what is this, Barrett?
Cameron Kennedy made that image of you, but turned it into like a...
I think it's pretty badass. This that could be like
almost like album art.
I'm trying to figure, is this a reference to a specific album art, or is this just Cameron Kennedy being a dope-ass individual?
Maybe creative? Both?
Because this is really cool.
This is really cool. If you ever make an album, Bless, this is the fucking album.
Yeah, right? If I make a mix, I'm going to put out a mixtape just so I can use this as my album.
Jake W. writes in and says, if you didn't have to worry about a backlog or all the crazy 2023 new releases, what three games would you say you're in the mood to replay right now?
You know, we've been talking a lot about Grand Theft Auto, and I've been like, do I want to boot up GTA 5? And the answer is no, I don't. Like, I feel like I should hold off and wait for 6 and then just get that experience. But like, it's been a long time since I played through that story.
Really? 5 would be the last one I'd want to replay.
Yeah.
Is that weird or what?
No, I don't know. That's weird.
Yeah, because on mine, one of my top three is Grand Theft Auto 3 through San Andreas. Any one of those, I'll grab. Those would be one of my top threes. Mm-hmm. Any day of the week, I'll play an old school Grand Theft Auto.
I'm same. Like Grand Theft Auto, I'm always in the mood for, especially for the classic ones. I still need to go back and beat GTA San Andreas from that GTA trilogy.
Great one.
But what fucked me up is that I got a crash at one of the hardest missions, and I just put it down from there. But I was maybe a few hours away from beating that game. Like, I was at the tail end of the Los Venturas arc, and so I was about to go back to, spoilers for San Andreas, go back to Los Santos and finish things off.
Finish the day.
Pokemon Trading Card Game was just released on
Washi played last night.
Yeah.
Says things still fucking smack,
dude, it's an incredible video game. It just came out on Nintendo Switch Online. It's the Game Boy Color game. And I've been really flirting with the idea of replaying it because I haven't beat it since I was a little kid. But that shit, it's a full-on great RPG on the Game Boy.
I mean, Fall Guys and Call of Duty Warzone, I can replay those any day of the week. All day, every day. I love those games.
Nier Automata. It's been a while since I've played it, right? Like, I played it a lot during that launch year, but that was 2017. I don't think I've touched it since then. And I adored that story so much that I'd be down to go back and redo it.
I like that. Good ones.
Mm-hmm.
Bully. I'm always in the mood to go back to Bully.
Yo, you know what I want to replay? Actually, Celeste.
Mm.
That was such a special one.
Not enough time, everybody.
And that almost feels like a Mario 3, where Mario 3 I play like all the time, and it's like
we should show Celeste that love too.
Yeah, I feel like Celeste could get that.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's round out today's post show right now with Manny Bagel Boy Sanchez writing, "Where do you fall on disco fries? Those are French fries with gravy and cheese. I've never had that in my life."
I feel like the moment you start adding all that stuff, it's too much for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
For French fries, if I'm adding things, like I'll take some Cajun fries, right?
Nice. With
the
seasoning Cajun on
seasoning
that
on there. Uh-huh. Yeah. Let's go. I'm down for that. But yeah, I'm with Tim. Once you start adding too much, it's like, well, I might as well just order poutine at this point.
Can we be honest?
Yes, we can.
Are waffle fries the superior fries?
No.
No.
Because waffle fries fucking smack.
I love them, but I wouldn't say they're superior.
So
but
you're a shoestring guy?
I'm a fry enthusiast. Honestly, I think I like fries in all shapes and forms.
Curly fry? Yeah, but what is the best?
Sweet potato fry.
I mean, I think just like a
regular
shoestring regular.
I'm with him here.
Okay.
Yeah, the traditional.
Okay.
But I do love them all.
Okay. I like that.
A lot of love for Curly in chat.
A lot of love for Curly, which
is
interesting. You
know what fries that at first I hated, but they grew on me were the... Oh, have you guys been to Steak and Shake?
I have not.
Mm-hmm.
They have like the thinnest fries on planet Earth. And I used to hate those things. But over time, like after Applebee's for me and my church group, eventually we transitioned to Steak and Shake because they were close to each other. And yeah, like after a while of going to Steak and Shake week after week, those fries ended up hitting.
Mm.
Like something about how they paired
hitting.
The milkshake especially, but milkshake and the stuff we're ordering, the burgers, good. It's good.
Raleigh, there's your fry talk. Kind of Funny Best Friends, there's been your Kind of Funny Games Daily Super Chat post show for this lovely Thursday with Blessing Tim and myself. We are ready to kick it to the lab and go say hello to Joey on her quest to open up the world's number one sushi restaurant while also exploring the deep blue and how it changes every single time you dive in there. It's going to be very exciting. Some Dave the Diver on the way with Joey as, of course, we prepare for the KFAF takeover. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Goodbye, everyone.